time for Black Belt Money and Habits, where we share with you about personal finance and daily habits. Join us each week as we feature financial experts, self-made entrepreneurs, and successful influencers. And now, here are your hosts, Raymond Tan of Black Belt Millionaire and the man behind World of Habits, Dion Uy.
Hi, Dion. Great to see you, Raymond.
Yeah, it's a pleasure meeting you again.
Dion, can you share a bit on the purpose of this podcast?
Yes, the purpose of this podcast, in my humble opinion, is to reach out to as many people as possible to help them understand, on my part, would be habits. Yeah, habits, the purpose of habits. What are habits? And also to how to practice positive habits to help them in their daily lives and to apply as part of their lifestyle.
And similar to your side of it, of course, is for my side, is still related back to habits, and also similar to my blog, Black Belt Millionaire, is to share to my audience on personal finance, investment, and to share about money management. Without further ado, let's start on the interview. And I would like to ask you the first question of the day. Can you give a brief 30-second introduction about yourself?
Yes, of course. My introduction will be like very short. I'm just a son, a husband, a father to a pair of lovely kids. My daughter this year will be 14 and my son will be 11. And I'm from the island of Penang, up north of Malaysia. Someone who loves cooking and reading. And as for my career and business, I'm a corporate trainer and a coach.
Yes, I think this is something that I'm quite familiar with you, except recently I just discovered that you're actually a really good cook, which, yeah, I think we did. That's the first time I actually went to your house, and yeah, I do love your cooking.
Thank you so much.
And my next question will be, what inspires you to be a corporate trainer?
Well, how I started my career is that it's all by accident, or I would say, well, if you believe in destiny or fate, then it could be part of my life's destiny to be a trainer. And because of that, I have my life's purpose that inspires me to be a corporate trainer and coach. My life's purpose is to inspire and develop leaders to reach their highest potential for God. It means whatever that I'm doing now to develop people, as many people as possible, and I do it because I believe that when people are better and they improve as a leader with good habits, therefore they can help a lot of other people as well.
And next question, as a personal and corporate trainer, what is your goal to your student?
Well, most of my students are mainly working adults. They are corporate people and they are clients around the region. My goal is for the participants or the people that who has attended my session to learn as much as they can during the session and also to apply what they have learned from the session. Meaning to say that whatever that they have picked up from the session, in turn, they can practice that as part of their daily lives, as part of the lifestyle. And when they change, I believe that people around them will be inspired and hence they can help people to improve their lives as well.
Yeah, and that's how we actually met.
That's right.
We did conduct training for my company.
Right.
Yeah, and one of my next question regarding the range of students, because you mentioned that all your students are actually working adults. So yeah. Usually, what types of working adults are they? Are they like CEO?
Yes. It's ranging from, depending on what program that the clients sign up for. I have done, in fact, from people like from the very top level, the senior management level, to the operational level. Even at one time, different sessions of programs, I've met the auntie who prepares the coffee and cleans the office as well as part of the team building program. So I would say that it varies from program to program. And most of the time, I would say it will be middle management to senior management. As for coaching, if it is one-to-one, most of the time will be executives of companies, GMs, managing directors, and senior management team. I have also coached mostly middle managers as well. And now, with that in mind, I would like to spread more learning to younger generation. Therefore, I've started a few years back to train youth as well, starting from school students to university students, to prepare them to come out to the corporate environment, corporate setting, so that they can be a better leader.
So usually, based on the range of students available, what are your biggest challenges?
Well, I wouldn't say that it's a bed of roses as a corporate trainer or coach. There are a lot of challenges out there. And as a coach or trainer, I would say one advice given to me by my mentor is to always expect the unexpected. A lot of unexpected things can happen. There was once when I did training halfway, all the participants were called back to the office due to a crisis. So that would be a challenge for me because I couldn't finish whatever I've started with the client, and they are too busy or they are having a crisis to finish the training itself. And not only that, another challenge of mine as a trainer per se is that after the training, some clients, they did not sign up for any follow-up sessions. And the only time I can touch them or the only time that I can engage them is during the training session. Some training sessions are one day, up to the most would be 3 days, because they can't really send people to go for long-term training. So my challenges, I would say, number one challenge is that the follow-up with the people that have attended my workshops or training sessions.
And aside from being a corporate trainer, I understand that you do have your own blog, World of Habits. Can you share a bit more on how you actually start your blog?
Oh, thanks for the question, Raymond. This question is, I would say, it triggers a lot of thinking. And going back to more than 10 years ago, I would say that I came a long way from having bad habits. But depending on whose perspective, yeah, because different people has got different perspective when it comes to habits. And as professional corporate trainer and coach, right, we are not here to judge, we are here to help people. As for me, I've made a choice to change my habits, which I believe that is bad for me, for my life, for my family. That was more than 10 years ago. And when I joined this training company, spoke to the CEO, and the CEO has advised me to come up with a signature program for the company. And he suggested that, hey, Dion, since that you came a long way with your habits, why not you do a signature program on changing habits to help our corporate clients? And it took us, I mean, the CEO and myself, right, we researched with thought leaders, in the market, people like John Maxwell, Brian Tracy, Charles Duhigg, and many more other, they call them as gurus. I would say they are all authors and thought leaders in the industry. And of course, Stephen Covey, yeah, 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. So with that, I came up with the signature program, did it for a lot of clients regionally, internationally, and also locally. Then, after a while doing training, coaching to help people to change their behavior and habits, I believe that I need to reach out to more people. Hence came up this idea of why not I write something. You know, it all started off with sharing articles that I've written, you know, with some friends. Then after a while, I find that it's not good enough. I need to reach out to as many people as possible. The world is so big, to help understand what habits are and how to perfect practice positive habits. Because I always believe that the message is, if you change your habits, you change your world.
Yeah, and that's the slogan of your blog.
Yeah, if I remember. Yeah, that is the slogan for the signature program. And I have another, I would say, tagline that is also an advice to people out there. Your habits will determine your future. So I shorten it to become your habits, your future.
Yes. So when you talk about habits, can you share a brief sneak peek on your daily life habits?
I look towards having a simple life, right? And I'm just a normal person. My daily habits will be the first thing when I wake up in the morning, even before I brush my teeth, I will come down to the kitchen and have a glass of water. Then after drinking the water, right, I will be sitting down in my study, my desk, and have a quiet time with God, because 10 years ago, I've made a decision to believe. And by having quiet time with God means I'm reading His words and reflect upon whatever that I've read, the passage, the verses for that day, and how to apply them to my life. Yeah. Apart from that, apart from reading God's words, I also read positive articles. And I am currently reading a few books. Then from the books that I've read or I'm reading, I will pick up good phrases, points to share in my blog. And I will be having my own short, I would say, write-up or articles that I will combine in my blogs later. Then after that, after reading, I will be going for my morning exercise for at least 30 to 45 minutes. Either I run, a jog, or walk. As long as I sweat and I get my heart pumping, that'll be good for me. As long as I keep moving, yeah. And after I come back, normally I start very early. If it is a training day, if I have a corporate training that day, I'll be starting as early as 4:30 in the morning. Whoa. And if I don't have any training, I will start about 5:15 in the morning. Then I will prepare my kids. If it's a schooling day, I'll prepare my kids, making simple breakfast for them. And of course, not forgetting my wife, which I've been helping to prepare her drink, which is a cereal drink in the morning for the past 16 years. If I'm around in Penang, if I'm not traveling for work. If I'm training for work, then I will write an instruction for my wife to prepare, what to prepare for herself and the kids.
So that's something, the first few things that I actually get to know about you during the team building that we had. And I remembered that you mentioned that that's part of your daily habits to prepare Nestum for your wife.
That's right. That's right. That's true. That's true. Been doing that for the past 16 years. And I find it it's a good, because depending on the person's love language, as for my wife's love language, it will be act of service. She will feel good that someone is helping her to prepare and doing some housework as well. So then after that, I'll be having my breakfast, plan my day, what to focus on. And also it depends on whether I have training or coaching on that day. The habits will be different, because when I'm having training or coaching, I will be preparing. I'll be going to the venue early to prepare for the sessions. And if I do not have any sessions, I will be preparing for my next session or preparing proposals and also replying some emails, messages, and talking to some of my stakeholders, my partners as well.
So what is your goal in life?
Well, that's a very big question, Raymond. The first thing that came across my mind when you asked this question is that I would love to leave a legacy as a servant leader to help as many people as possible to change their habits so that they have a better life, better quality life, and positive life as well.
Based on that particular one, how far are you from achieving your goal?
Very, very far. And to me, this is a journey. There's no end to it. The more I do, it seems that the more I need to do. And the more I learn, it's like the more I do not know. Basically, I still need to do it. And, you know, along the way, I find that it's very fulfilling. That's why to me, it's a journey in life that I will continue to do as much as I can, as long as I'm alive.
Wow, that looks like a really long journey ahead of you.
That's right. You can say that again.
And I just have one more question to you, which is a closing question for today.
Right. Okay.
What advice will you give to our youth or younger generation today?
My dad used to tell me that the child of today is the father of tomorrow. And recently I had a breakfast meeting with a couple who is very passionate about parenting and to help parents to raise their children. And what they have made an impact or very profound statement that day during breakfast is that they asked me a question, Dion, are you raising humans or are you raising leaders? So to me, that's why I came up with the blog. That's why I'm very passionate in what I'm doing to be a servant leader, to reach out to as many people as possible. As I put in my blog, World of Habits, your habits, your future. So to me, I would want to advise the young people to have positive habits as early as possible in life, so that when they look back one day, when they come to an age, a ripe old age, when they look back, they never regret or never regretted their decision on what habits they have chosen to practice in their life.
How can the audience connect with you for training or coaching?
They can visit my website, www.worldofhabits.com. All the information or the, I would say, contact will be inside the website. Yeah, or they can write to me, email dion@worldofhabits.com.
Thank you so much for your time, Dion. And we do look forward for next session, which is interview that you'll be doing for me.
Yes, of course. Yes. Thank you for having me. And thanks for doing that.
Yeah, and of course, we are both the hosts for Black Belt Money and Habits, so we will talk to each other again next time.
Sure. I'm looking forward to that, Raymond.
Yeah, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you for joining us this week on Black Belt Money and Habits. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast on iTunes and Spotify so you never miss any episode. If you find value in this show, we'd appreciate a 5-star rating on iTunes. And feel free to share it with your friends and family.